Test 65, Section 3, Question 1. And we want to resolve the discrepancy or explain the decline among sugar maples. So why do we have less sugar maples? It says, when forest is subject to acid rain, calcium level declines in the soil. So acid rain, drop in calcium. Spruce, fir, and sugar maple trees all need calcium to survive, so they all need calcium. However, sugar maples in the forest that receive significant acid rain are much more likely to show signs of decline consistent with calcium deficiency than are spruces or firs. So even though they all need calcium, sugar maples get influenced more. And so we wanted to know what would explain why sugar maples get hurt more than other things. So that's what we'll look for. A, soil in which calcium levels are significantly diminished by acid rain is also likely to be damaged in other ways. But that wouldn't explain why sugar maples more than others. And so then not A. Sugar maples that don't receive enough calcium deteriorate less rapidly than spruces or firs. Well, that actually would do the opposite. We wouldn't expect them to go have more decline. So we'd expect them to have less. So B is the opposite. Spruces and firs, unlike sugar maples, can extract calcium from a mineral compound that is common in soil and not affected by acid rain. That would explain why they're not getting hurt as much. So C is really good because it's saying they can get their calcium from something else. D, sugar maples require more calcium in the spring and summer than they do in the fall and winter. That's fine, but it doesn't say why they're doing better than the firs and spruces. And then unlike spruces or firs, most sugar maples are native to areas that receive a lot of acid rain. Well, just because they're native to those doesn't really matter, because we know that when you're looking at places that have acid rain, it's still, we're seeing a difference when you're looking at comparative areas. And so, therefore, answer choice C is definitely our correct one.